Welcome, my fellow explorers of the mind. Get ready to embark on a journey of self-discovery and empowerment. We're about to dive deep into the teachings that explore the incredible potential that lies dormant within each of us. This isn't your run-of-the-mill self-help seminar. This is a profound exploration of the human spirit, a quest to unlock the hidden powers of your mind and manifest miracles in your life. We'll be tapping into a force that transcends the ordinary, a spiritual energy that connects us to the very source of creation. This force, often overlooked and underestimated, has the power to elevate you to new heights, to help you overcome challenges, and to create a life that is truly extraordinary. Get ready to challenge your assumptions, expand your awareness, and step into a new realm of possibility. This journey requires courage, commitment, and a willingness to explore the depths of your being. But for those who dare to take the leap, the rewards are immeasurable. So, open your mind, my friends, and prepare to be amazed by the incredible potential that lies within you. Let's unlock the secrets of the universe together and create a life that is truly extraordinary. Don't forget to hit the like button, share this wisdom with your friends, and subscribe for our insights on philosophy, self-improvement, and living in harmony. Include "keep it up" in the comments below. Lesson 1. Mastering your mind to manifest miracles. The Stoic approach to mindful creation. All right, my fellow mind magicians, let's kick off this journey with a lesson that's all about harnessing the incredible power of your mind to create the life you desire. This isn't about hocus-pocus or magical spells. It's about understanding the profound connection between your thoughts, emotions, and the reality you experience. The Stoic connection, the citadel within. The Stoics, those wise folks from ancient times, were all about self-mastery. They believed that our minds are the most powerful tools we possess, capable of shaping our perceptions, actions, and ultimately, our destinies. Marcus Aurelius, the Stoic emperor philosopher, famously said, "The happiness of your life depends upon the quality of your thoughts." This means that by mastering our minds, we can master our lives. This concept isn't just ancient wisdom, it's backed by modern science. Neuroplasticity, the brain's ability to reorganize itself by forming new neural connections, shows that our thoughts can literally change the structure and function of our brains. This means that we have the power to rewire our minds for happiness, success, and fulfillment. Real-world mind mastery. From overcoming challenges to achieving goals. Think of your mind as a garden. If you plant seeds of negativity, fear, and self-doubt, that's what will grow. But if you plant seeds of positivity, gratitude, and self-belief, you'll cultivate a garden of abundance and joy. This principle applies to all areas of life. If you're facing a challenge, your thoughts can either empower you to overcome it or paralyze you with fear. If you have a goal you want to achieve, your mindset can either propel you forward or hold you back. Dr. Wayne Dyer, a contemporary self-help author and motivational speaker, said, "If you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. By changing your thoughts and beliefs, you can literally change your reality." The power of thoughts, creating your reality. Our thoughts are not just fleeting mental events. They are powerful forces that shape our emotions, actions, and experiences. The law of attraction suggests that we attract into our lives what we focus on. So, if we focus on negativity, we'll attract more negativity. But if we focus on positivity, will attract more positivity. This doesn't mean ignoring challenges or pretending to be happy all the time. It means choosing to focus on solutions rather than problems, on possibilities rather than limitations. It means cultivating a mindset of gratitude, optimism, and self-belief. Building your mental muscle. Tips for mindful creation. So, how do you master your mind and manifest miracles? Here are a few tips. 1. Awareness. Pay attention to your thoughts and emotions. Notice when you're falling into negative patterns and gently redirect your focus. 2. Challenge negative thoughts. Don't believe everything you think. Question your assumptions and look for evidence to the contrary. 3. Cultivate positive affirmations. Replace negative self-talk with positive affirmations that empower and uplift you. 4. Practice. Gratitude. Focus on the good things in your life. This helps shift your mindset from scarcity to abundance. 5. Visualize your success. Create a vivid mental image of your desired outcome. Imagine yourself already achieving your goals and experiencing the emotions associated with success. 6. Take inspired action. Don't just sit around and wait for things to happen. Take action towards your goals, but do so from a place of alignment and trust. 7. Embrace challenges as opportunities. Every challenge is an opportunity for growth and learning. Embrace them with a positive attitude and a willingness to learn. Remember, mastering your mind is a journey, not a destination. It takes time, patience, and consistent effort. But the rewards are immense. A life filled with joy, abundance, and the ability to manifest your wildest dreams. So, start training your mind, my friends. It's the most powerful tool you have for creating the life you desire. Lesson 2. Finding joy in life's challenges. The Stoic art of turning obstacles into opportunities. All right, my fellow adventurers, buckle up because we're about to embark on a journey into the heart of resilience and joy. This lesson isn't about pretending life is all sunshine and rainbows. It's about finding the silver lining in every cloud, embracing challenges as opportunities for growth, and cultivating a deep sense of joy even when things get tough. The Stoic perspective, amor fati, love your fate. The Stoics, those wise folks from ancient times, had a saying, amor fati, which translates to love your fate. This doesn't mean passively accepting whatever life throws at you. It means actively embracing every experience, both good and bad, as an integral part of your journey. Marcus Aurelius, the Stoic emperor philosopher, wrote, "The impediment to action advances action. What stands in the way becomes the way." This means that obstacles aren't roadblocks, they're stepping stones. They challenge us to grow, to adapt, and to become stronger versions of ourselves. Real-world challenges, from heartbreak to career setbacks. Let's face it, life isn't always a smooth ride. We all face challenges, setbacks, and disappointments. It could be a heartbreak that leaves us feeling shattered, a career setback that shakes our confidence, or a health issue that tests our resilience. But what if these challenges aren't meant to break us, but to make us? What if they're opportunities in disguise, urging us to dig deeper, to discover our inner strength, and to ultimately emerge stronger and wiser? Viktor Frankl, a psychiatrist and Holocaust survivor, wrote in his book, Man's Search for Meaning, about finding meaning in suffering. He said, "When we are no longer able to change a situation, we are challenged to change ourselves. This means that even in the darkest of times, we have the power to choose our response and find meaning in our experiences." The science of resilience, post-traumatic growth. This concept isn't just philosophical, it's backed by science. Research in the field of positive psychology has shown that people can experience post-traumatic growth, a phenomenon where individuals not only recover from trauma, but actually thrive and experience positive psychological changes as a result. This doesn't mean that suffering is good or that we should seek it out. It means that even in the face of adversity, we have the capacity to grow, to learn, and to find new meaning and purpose in our lives. Cultivating joy in the face of challenges, tips for resilient living. So, how do you find joy in the midst of life's challenges? Here are a few tips. 1. Shift your perspective. Instead of seeing challenges as roadblocks, view them as opportunities for growth and learning. 2. Practice gratitude. Focus on the good things in your life, even when things are tough. This helps shift your focus from lack to abundance. 3. Find meaning. Look for the lessons and insights that can be gleaned from your challenges. What can you learn about yourself and the world around you? 4. Connect with others. Reach out to loved ones, friends, or support groups. Sharing your struggles and connecting with others can provide comfort and strength. 5. Practice self-care. Take care of your physical, emotional, and mental well-being. This could include exercise, healthy eating, meditation, or spending time in nature. 6. Seek professional help if needed. If you're struggling to cope with a challenge, don't hesitate to seek professional help from a therapist or counselor. Remember, finding joy in life's challenges is not about denying the pain or pretending that everything is okay. It's about acknowledging the difficulty, embracing the struggle, and finding the strength to rise above it. So, my friends, let's embrace the challenges that life throws our way, knowing that they have the power to transform us into stronger, wiser, and more joyful beings. If you enjoyed this video or found it helpful, please give it a thumbs up, subscribe to the channel, and hit the notification bell so you don't miss any upcoming episodes. And don't forget to write "Keep it up" in the comments below and share it with family and friends. Thank you so much for your support. Lesson 3, Fate or Free Will, Unraveling the Paradox of Destiny. All right, my fellow philosophers, let's tackle a mind-bending question that's been debated for centuries, fate versus free will. Is our destiny predetermined, or do we have the power to shape our own lives? This isn't just a theoretical debate. It has real-world implications for how we approach our choices, actions, and ultimately, our sense of agency. The Stoic perspective, a delicate dance of fate and choice. The Stoics, those wise folks from ancient times, had a nuanced view of fate and free will. They believed in a universal order, a divine plan that governs the cosmos. However, they also believed in our capacity for reason and choice. Epictetus, the Stoic philosopher who overcame immense adversity, said, "Some things are in our control and others not." This means that while we can't control external events, we can control our thoughts, emotions, and actions in response to those events. This creates a fascinating paradox. We are both fated and free. Our destiny may be predetermined in some ways, but we have the freedom to choose how we respond to it. This is where the Stoic concept of amor fati comes in. Loving your fate, embracing whatever life throws at you, and finding meaning and purpose in every experience. Real-world destiny, from career paths to relationships. Think of it like this. Imagine you're a river flowing towards the ocean. Your destination is set, but you have the freedom to choose your path. You can meander through meadows, carve through canyons, or even encounter obstacles along the way. But ultimately, you'll reach your destination. The same applies to our lives. We may have a certain destiny, but we have the freedom to choose how we get there. We can make choices that align with our values and passions, or we can make choices that lead us astray. But ultimately, our choices shape our journey and contribute to our ultimate destination. Modern-day Stoic author William Irvine says, "The Stoics believed that we should focus on what we can control, which is our own character and our own actions. By doing so, we can live a life that is both meaningful and fulfilling, regardless of what fate may throw our way." The quantum connection, the observer effect. This concept of fate and free will isn't just philosophical, it's also supported by science. Quantum physics suggests that the act of observation can influence the outcome of an event. This is known as the observer effect. In other words, our thoughts, intentions, and actions can actually shape reality. This doesn't mean we have complete control over everything, but it does suggest that we have more agency than we might think. Navigating the paradox: tips for embracing your destiny. So, how do you navigate this paradox of fate and free will? Here are a few tips. 1. Accept what you can't control. Recognize that some things are beyond your control, such as your genetics, your upbringing, or global events. Don't waste energy trying to change what you can't. 2. Focus on what you can control. Your thoughts, emotions, and actions are within your control. Choose to focus on the positive, to cultivate virtues like courage and wisdom, and to take actions that align with your values. 3. Embrace your fate. Don't resist the challenges and obstacles that come your way. Embrace them as opportunities for growth and learning. 4. Make conscious choices. Be mindful of your choices and their consequences. Choose to act in ways that align with your values and lead you towards your desired outcomes. 5. Trust the process. Have faith that the universe is unfolding as it should, even if you don't understand everything that's happening. Remember, the paradox of fate and free will is not a contradiction, it's a dance. By embracing both aspects, we can live a life that's both meaningful and fulfilling. We can accept our fate while actively shaping our destiny through our choices and actions. So, go forth and create your own unique path, my friends. The universe is waiting to see what you'll do with the freedom you've been given. Lesson 4. The unchangeable law of cause and effect. A Stoic perspective on actions and outcomes. All right, my fellow cosmic explorers, let's dive into a fundamental principle that governs the universe, the law of cause and effect. This isn't just some abstract concept. It's a real-world law that shapes our lives, our relationships, and our impact on the world around us. So buckle up as we explore this Stoic principle and how it can empower us to create the lives we desire. The Stoic connection, Logos, and the universal order. The Stoics, those wise folks from ancient times, believed in a concept called Logos, which can be understood as the rational principle or divine reason that governs the universe. This Logos operates according to the law of cause and effect, where every action has a consequence, every choice ripples through the fabric of reality. This isn't about karma or punishment, it's about understanding the natural order of things. Marcus Aurelius, the Stoic emperor philosopher, wrote, "Everything is interwoven with everything else." This means that our actions are not isolated events. They are interconnected with the entire universe. Real world cause and effect, from personal habits to global impact. Think of it like this: if you plant an apple seed, you can't expect to harvest oranges. The same principle applies to our lives. The choices we make, the actions we take, and the thoughts we cultivate all have consequences. This isn't just about personal habits like eating healthy or exercising regularly. It's also about the impact of our actions on others and the world around us. The choices we make as consumers, voters, and community members have ripple effects that extend far beyond ourselves. Stephen Covey, a modern-day author and leadership expert, popularized the concept of the circle of influence and the circle of concern. He encouraged us to focus our energy on the things we can control, such as our own actions and reactions, rather than worrying about things outside of our control. The butterfly effect. Small actions, big consequences. The concept of the butterfly effect, where a small change in one place can have a significant impact elsewhere, illustrates the interconnectedness of cause and effect. A butterfly flapping its wings in Brazil can theoretically set off a chain of events that leads to a tornado in Texas. This doesn't mean we should obsess over every little decision we make. It means recognizing that our actions matter, both individually and collectively. By making conscious choices and taking responsibility for our impact, we can create a positive ripple effect in the world. Harnessing the power of cause and effect. Tips for mindful action. So, how do you harness the power of cause and effect to create the life you desire? Here are a few tips. 1. Be intentional. Before you act, pause and consider the potential consequences of your choices. Ask yourself, is this action aligned with my values? Will it lead to the outcomes I desire? 2. Take responsibility. Own your actions and their consequences. Don't blame others or external circumstances for your results. 3. Focus on the present. The past is gone and the future is uncertain. Focus on the present moment and make the best choices you can with the information you have. 4. Cultivate virtue. Practice virtues like wisdom, courage, justice, and temperance. These virtues will guide your actions and lead to positive outcomes. 5. Be patient. The law of cause and effect takes time to unfold. Don't expect instant results. Trust that your consistent actions will eventually bear fruit. Remember, the law of cause and effect is not a punishment. It's a guiding principle. By understanding this law and aligning our actions with our values, we can create a life of purpose, meaning, and positive impact. So, go forth and make conscious choices, my friends. The universe is waiting to respond to your actions. Lesson 5. The Price of Hollow Success. A Stoic Perspective on True Fulfillment. Hey there, fellow truth seekers. Today, we're diving into a topic that's all too relevant in our modern world. The price of hollow success. We live in a society that often equates success with external achievements like wealth, fame, and power. But what if these things don't bring lasting happiness? What if they leave us feeling empty and unfulfilled? The Stoic Perspective. Virtue as the ultimate measure of success. The Stoics, those wise folks from ancient times, had a different definition of success. They believed that true success lies in living a virtuous life, in cultivating inner peace, wisdom, and resilience. Seneca, the Stoic philosopher and statesman, said, "Success is not in what you have, but who you are." This doesn't mean that external achievements are bad or that we shouldn't strive for them. It means that we shouldn't place our entire self-worth on them. We shouldn't sacrifice our inner peace and well-being in the pursuit of external validation. Real-world hollow success, the illusion of happiness. Think of all the celebrities, CEOs, and high achievers who seem to have it all. Fame, fortune, and power. Yet many of them struggle with addiction, depression, and a sense of emptiness. Why is that? The answer lies in the pursuit of hollow success. When we chase after external validation, we neglect our inner world. We forget that true happiness comes from within, from living in alignment with our values and purpose. Brené Brown, a modern-day research professor and author, speaks about the importance of vulnerability and authenticity in finding true belonging and connection. She says, "Authenticity is the daily practice of letting go of who we think we're supposed to be and embracing who we are." The price we pay, emotional and psychological consequences. The pursuit of hollow success can have devastating consequences. It can lead to chronic stress, anxiety, depression, and even physical health problems. When we constantly compare ourselves to others and strive for external validation, we lose sight of our own unique value and worth. The Stoics taught us that true happiness comes from within, from cultivating virtues like gratitude, compassion, and self-discipline. By focusing on our inner world, we can find contentment and peace, regardless of our external circumstances. Finding true fulfillment, a Stoic approach. So, how do we avoid the trap of hollow success and find true fulfillment? Here are a few Stoic-inspired tips. 1. Define success on your own terms. Don't let society dictate what success means to you. Define it based on your own values and aspirations. 2. Focus on internal validation. Don't rely on external validation for your self-worth. Cultivate self-love and self-acceptance. 3. Practice gratitude. Appreciate the good things in your life, no matter how small. This helps shift your focus from lack to abundance. 4. Live in alignment with your values. Make choices that align with your core values and purpose. This will bring a sense of meaning and fulfillment to your life. 5. Embrace simplicity. Don't get caught up in the pursuit of material possessions. Focus on experiences, relationships, and personal growth. Remember, true success is not about what you have, but who you are. It's about living a life of virtue, meaning, and purpose. By embracing these Stoic principles, you can avoid the trap of hollow success and find true fulfillment in every aspect of your life. Lesson 6. The Mind-Body Connection, a Stoic Perspective on Holistic Well-Being. All right, my fellow health enthusiasts, let's dive into a topic that's both ancient wisdom and cutting-edge science, the mind-body connection. This isn't just about the power of positive thinking or woo-woo spirituality. It's about understanding the profound interplay between our thoughts, emotions, and physical health. The Stoic perspective, a unified whole. The Stoics, those wise folks from ancient times, didn't see the mind and body as separate entities. They viewed the human being as a unified whole, where mental and physical health were interconnected. This holistic approach to well-being emphasized the importance of cultivating both inner peace and physical vitality. Marcus Aurelius, the Stoic emperor philosopher, wrote in his Meditations, "The body and the soul are not two different things, but two aspects of the same thing. This means that our thoughts, emotions, and beliefs can have a direct impact on our physical health, and vice versa." Real-world mind-body connection, from stress to chronic illness. Think about it. Have you ever noticed how stress can manifest physically as headaches, stomach aches, or even more serious conditions like heart disease? This is the mind-body connection in action. Conversely, engaging in activities that promote physical well-being, such as exercise, healthy eating, and getting enough sleep, can have a positive impact on our mental and emotional state. It's a two-way street, folks. Dr. Deepak Chopra, a modern-day physician and author, is a strong advocate for the mind-body connection. He says, "The way you think, the way you behave, the way you eat, can influence your life by 30 to 50 years. This means that by taking care of our minds and bodies, we can extend our lifespan and improve our quality of life." The science behind it, psychoneuroimmunology, PNI. This isn't just philosophical mumbo-jumbo, it's backed by science. The field of psychoneuroimmunology, PNI, studies the interaction between psychological processes and the nervous and immune systems of the human body. Research in PNI has shown that stress, anxiety, and depression can suppress the immune system, making us more susceptible to illness. On the flip side, positive emotions like joy, gratitude, and love can boost the immune system and promote healing. This means that our thoughts and emotions have a direct impact on our physical health. Nurturing your mind-body connection. Tips for holistic well-being. So, how do you cultivate a healthy mind-body connection? Here are a few tips. 1. Practice mindfulness. Pay attention to your thoughts and emotions without judgment. Notice how they affect your body and practice techniques like meditation or deep breathing to calm your mind and relax your body. 2. Prioritize exercise. Regular physical activity not only strengthens your body, but also releases endorphins, which have mood-boosting effects. 3. Nourish your body. Eat a healthy diet rich in fruits, vegetables, and whole grains. Avoid processed foods, sugary drinks, and excessive caffeine or alcohol. 4. Get enough sleep. Aim for 7 to 8 hours of quality sleep each night. Sleep is essential for physical and mental restoration. 5. Manage stress. Find healthy ways to manage stress, such as exercise, meditation, spending time in nature, or talking to a therapist. 6. Cultivate positive emotions. Practice gratitude, forgiveness, and compassion. Surround yourself with positive people and engage in activities that bring you joy. Remember, your mind and body are not separate entities. They are interconnected aspects of your whole being. By taking care of both, you can achieve optimal health, happiness, and well-being. So, my friends, let's embrace this holistic approach to health and start nurturing our mind-body connection. It's a journey of self-discovery, healing, and empowerment. If you enjoyed this video, or found it helpful, please give it a thumbs up, subscribe to the channel, and hit the notification bell so you don't miss any upcoming episodes. And don't forget to write "Keep it up" in the comments below and share it with family and friends. Thank you so much for your support. Lesson 7, The Poverty of the Mind, a Stoic Perspective on Intellectual Growth and Critical Thinking. Hey there, fellow knowledge seekers. Buckle up, because we're about to embark on a journey into the depths of the mind, not the kind that involves psychedelics or brain scans, but the kind that explores the true wealth and poverty of our intellectual landscape. This lesson isn't about IQ scores or academic degrees. It's about cultivating a curious, open, and discerning mind that can navigate the complexities of the world. The Stoic perspective, wisdom as the ultimate wealth. The Stoics, those wise folks from ancient times, weren't just about emotional resilience and virtue. They were also passionate about intellectual growth. They believed that true wealth lies not in material possessions, but in the cultivation of wisdom, knowledge, and critical thinking skills. Seneca, the Stoic philosopher and statesman, said, "It is not the man who has too little, but the man who craves more, that is poor." This applies not just to material wealth, but also to intellectual wealth. A mind that is closed off, dogmatic, and resistant to new ideas is a mind that is truly impoverished. The poverty of the modern mind, information overload, and echo chambers. In our modern world, we're bombarded with information from all directions. We have access to more knowledge than any generation before us. Yet we're also more susceptible to misinformation, echo chambers, and confirmation bias. Our minds are like sponges, soaking up information, but not always discerning its quality or relevance. We scroll through social media feeds, consuming bite-sized snippets of news and opinions, often without taking the time to critically evaluate them. Neil Postman, a media theorist and cultural critic, warned us about the dangers of amusing ourselves to death. He argued that our constant exposure to entertainment and superficial information is eroding our ability to think deeply and engage with complex ideas. Cultivating intellectual wealth, a Stoic approach. So, how do we break free from this poverty of the mind and cultivate true intellectual wealth? Here are a few Stoic-inspired tips. 1. Question everything. Don't accept information blindly. Cultivate a healthy skepticism and be willing to challenge your own assumptions and beliefs. 2. Seek diverse perspectives. Don't just surround yourself with people who think like you. Engage with diverse viewpoints and be open to learning from those who disagree with you. 3. Read widely and deeply. Don't just skim headlines. Delve into books, articles, and documentaries that explore complex issues in depth. 4. Practice critical thinking. Learn to analyze information, identify biases, and evaluate arguments logically. 5. Cultivate curiosity. Be curious about the world around you. Ask questions, explore new ideas, and never stop learning. 6. Embrace humility. Recognize that you don't know everything. Be open to being wrong and willing to change your mind when presented with new evidence. 7. Engage in meaningful conversations. Discuss ideas with others, debate respectfully, and learn from each other's perspectives. Remember, the mind is like a muscle. It needs to be exercised and challenged to grow stronger. By actively engaging with ideas, questioning assumptions, and seeking diverse perspectives, we can break free from the poverty of the mind and cultivate a rich intellectual landscape. So, my fellow thinkers, let's embark on this journey of intellectual growth together. Let's challenge ourselves to think critically, to question everything, and to never stop learning. The world is full of wonders waiting to be discovered by our curious minds. Lesson 8, Your Inner Genius, a Stoic Perspective on Creativity and Self-Expression. All right, my fellow creatives, get ready to unleash your inner genius. This isn't just about artistic talent or intellectual brilliance. It's about tapping into the creative spark that resides within each and every one of us. The Stoics, those wise folks from ancient times, recognized the importance of self-expression and the power of creativity to enrich our lives. The Stoic connection, eudaimonia, and the creative life. The Stoics believed that the ultimate goal of life is eudaimonia, often translated as flourishing or living well. This isn't about fleeting pleasure or material wealth. It's about living a life of purpose, meaning, and fulfillment. One way to achieve eudaimonia, according to the Stoics, is through creative expression. This could be through art, music, writing, entrepreneurship, or any other activity that allows us to tap into our unique talents and passions. Seneca, the Stoic philosopher and playwright, said, "Every new beginning comes from some other beginning's end." This means that creativity is not just about producing something new. It's about transforming and evolving, finding new ways to express ourselves and connect with the world. Real-world genius, from everyday creativity to artistic masterpieces. Creativity isn't just for artists and musicians. It's a fundamental human capacity that we express in countless ways. It could be cooking a delicious meal, writing a heartfelt letter, coming up with a clever solution to a problem, or simply finding a new way to approach a familiar task. Elizabeth Gilbert, the modern-day author of Eat, Pray, Love, encourages us to embrace our creativity and not be afraid to express ourselves. She says, "Don't be afraid to live a life that is messy, loud, and colorful. The world needs your unique brand of creativity." The science behind it, flow state, and the creative brain. Creativity isn't just a mystical concept, it's also a neurological phenomenon. Research has shown that when we engage in creative activities, our brains enter a state of flow, where we lose track of time and become fully immersed in the present moment. This flow state is associated with increased focus, productivity, and a sense of joy and fulfillment. It's like tapping into a hidden reservoir of energy and inspiration within ourselves. Unleashing your inner genius. Tips for creative expression. So, how do you unleash your inner genius and tap into your creative potential? Here are a few tips. 1. Embrace curiosity. Be open to new experiences, ideas, and perspectives. Ask questions, explore different fields, and challenge your assumptions. 2. Cultivate a beginner's mind. Approach each creative endeavor with a sense of wonder and openness. Don't be afraid to experiment, make mistakes, and learn from them. 3. Find your passion. What activities bring you joy and fulfillment? What are you naturally drawn to? Explore those interests and see where they lead you. 4. Practice regularly. Creativity is like a muscle. It needs to be exercised to grow stronger. Set aside time each day for creative pursuits, even if it's just for a few minutes. 5. Surround yourself with inspiration. Immerse yourself in art, music, nature, or anything else that sparks your creativity. Connect with other creative people and share ideas. 6. Embrace imperfection. Don't strive for perfection. Focus on the process of creation and enjoy the journey. 7. Share your gifts. Don't be afraid to share your creative work with the world. Your unique voice and perspective have the power to inspire and uplift others. Remember, your inner genius is not something you need to find. It's already within you. By embracing your creativity, you can tap into a source of joy, fulfillment, and personal growth. So, go forth and create, my friends. The world is waiting to be enriched by your unique brand of genius. Lesson 9. Tapping into the wisdom of the spiritual mind, a Stoic perspective on transcendence. All right, my fellow seekers, let's embark on a journey beyond the ordinary, a journey into the depths of the spiritual mind. This isn't about religious dogma or esoteric rituals. It's about tapping into a deeper level of awareness, connecting with something greater than ourselves, and accessing a wisdom that transcends the limitations of the rational mind. The Stoic connection, Logos, and the divine spark. The Stoics, those wise folks from ancient times, believed in a concept called Logos, the universal reason or divine intelligence that permeates all of existence. They saw this Logos as a source of wisdom, guidance, and inspiration, accessible to all who seek it. Marcus Aurelius, the Stoic emperor philosopher, wrote in his Meditations, "Look within. Within is the fountain of good, and it will ever bubble up if thou wilt ever dig." This suggests that we all have a divine spark within us, a connection to the Logos, that we can tap into through introspection, contemplation, and spiritual practice. Real-world spirituality, from mindfulness to mystical experiences. Spirituality can manifest in many ways. It could be the quiet contemplation of a mindful walk in nature, the deep connection felt during a yoga practice, the awe-inspiring experience of witnessing a breathtaking sunset, or the profound insights gained during meditation. The key is to be open to the possibility of something greater than ourselves, to cultivate a sense of wonder and awe, and to seek connection with the divine in whatever form it may take. Eckhart Tolle, a modern-day spiritual teacher and author, emphasizes the importance of being present in the now. He says, "The primary cause of unhappiness is never the situation, but your thoughts about it. By quieting our minds and focusing on the present moment, we can tap into a deeper level of awareness and connect with the spiritual dimension of our being." The science behind it, neuroplasticity and the default mode network. This isn't just about faith or belief. There's also scientific evidence to support the existence of the spiritual mind. Research in neuroscience has shown that spiritual practices like meditation can alter the structure and function of the brain, strengthening areas associated with compassion, empathy, and self-awareness. The default mode network, DMN, a network of brain regions that is active when we're not focused on a task, has been linked to mind-wandering, self-referential thinking, and a sense of self. Studies have shown that meditation can quiet the DMN, leading to a sense of transcendence and interconnectedness with the world around us. Cultivating your spiritual mind, tips for transcendent living. So, how do you tap into the wisdom of your spiritual mind? Here are a few tips. 1. Meditation. Set aside time each day for quiet contemplation. Focus on your breath, observe your thoughts and emotions without judgment, and allow yourself to simply be. 2. Mindfulness. Pay attention to the present moment. Notice the sights, sounds, smells, and sensations around you. Engage fully in whatever you're doing, whether it's eating a meal, walking in nature, or talking to a friend. 3. Connection with nature. Spend time in nature, immersing yourself in its beauty and tranquility. Nature can help us feel connected to something larger than ourselves and tap into a sense of awe and wonder. 4. Creative expression. Engage in creative activities like art, music, writing, or dance. Creativity can be a powerful tool for self-expression and spiritual connection. 5. Gratitude. Cultivate a sense of gratitude for the blessings in your life. This can help shift your focus from lack to abundance and open your heart to the divine. 6. Service to others. Engage in acts of kindness and compassion. Helping others can be a deeply fulfilling and spiritually enriching experience. Remember, tapping into your spiritual mind is an ongoing journey, not a destination. It requires patience, dedication, and a willingness to explore the depths of your being. But the rewards are immeasurable. A deeper sense of peace, joy, and connection with the universe. So, my fellow seekers, let's embark on this journey together. Let's open our hearts and minds to the wisdom of the spiritual mind and discover the infinite possibilities that await us. Lesson 10, The Secret to Self-Improvement, a Stoic Perspective on Personal Transformation. Hey there, fellow growth seekers. Get ready to unlock the secret to self-improvement, a secret that's been around for centuries but is still as relevant today as ever. This isn't about quick fixes or overnight transformations. It's about embracing a lifelong journey of learning, growth, and becoming the best version of yourself. the Stoic connection, arete, and the pursuit of excellence. The Stoics, those wise folks from ancient times, were all about striving for excellence in every aspect of life. They called this pursuit arete, which means virtue or excellence of any kind. This wasn't just about being a good person. It was about fulfilling your potential in every area of life, from your personal relationships to your career to your intellectual pursuits. Epictetus, the Stoic philosopher who overcame adversity to become a teacher, said, "It's not what happens to you, but how you react to it that matters." This means that self-improvement isn't about avoiding challenges or setbacks. It's about how we respond to them. It's about learning from our mistakes, growing from our experiences, and constantly striving to become better. Real-world self-improvement, from personal growth to professional development. Self-improvement isn't just about reading self-help books or attending seminars. It's about taking action and making changes in your life. This could mean learning a new skill, improving your relationships, overcoming a fear, or simply being more mindful and present in your daily life. Think of it like this. Your life is a work of art in progress. Every day, you have the opportunity to add new brushstrokes, to refine your technique, and to create a masterpiece. Carol Dweck, a modern-day psychologist and author, introduced the concept of the growth mindset. This is the belief that our abilities and intelligence can be developed through dedication and hard work. By embracing a growth mindset, we open ourselves up to the possibility of endless self-improvement. The compound effect: small changes, big results. Self-improvement isn't about making drastic changes overnight. It's about making small, consistent improvements over time. This is where the concept of the compound effect comes in. Darren Hardy, a personal development expert and author, explains that the compound effect is the principle of reaping huge rewards from a series of small, smart choices. Just like compound interest, small improvements in our habits, skills, and knowledge can accumulate over time, leading to significant results. Unlocking your potential. Tips for Stoic self-improvement. So, how do you unlock your potential and embark on a journey of self-improvement? Here are a few Stoic-inspired tips. 1. Set clear goals. What do you want to achieve? What areas of your life do you want to improve? Be specific and set measurable goals. 2. Develop a growth mindset. Believe that you can improve your abilities and intelligence through effort and learning. Embrace challenges as opportunities for growth. 3. Focus on the process, not just the outcome. Enjoy the journey of self-improvement. Celebrate small wins and learn from setbacks. 4. Practice self-discipline. Develop the ability to resist temptations and stay focused on your goals. Create routines and habits that support your self-improvement efforts. 5. Seek feedback. Ask for feedback from trusted friends, family, or mentors. Be open to constructive criticism and use it as an opportunity to learn and grow. 6. Embrace failure as a learning opportunity. Don't be afraid to fail. Every failure is a chance to learn, adapt, and improve. 7. Be patient and persistent. Self-improvement is a marathon, not a sprint. Be patient with yourself and keep going, even when things get tough. Remember, self-improvement is not about becoming someone you're not. It's about becoming the best version of yourself. It's about aligning your actions with your values, cultivating your strengths, and overcoming your weaknesses. So, my fellow growth seekers, let's embrace this journey of self-improvement together. Let's challenge ourselves to learn, to grow, and to become the people we were meant to be. The journey may be long, but the rewards are infinite. Lesson 11. Unmasking the illusion of happiness, a Stoic perspective on authentic joy. All right, my fellow truth seekers, let's dive into a topic that's both intriguing and a bit uncomfortable, the illusion of happiness. We live in a world that bombards us with messages about what happiness should look like. Perfect bodies, dream jobs, luxurious vacations, and endless social media likes. But what if this pursuit of external validation is actually leading us further away from true happiness? The Stoic perspective. Eudaimonia versus hedonic happiness. The Stoics, those wise folks from ancient times, distinguished between two types of happiness, hedonic happiness and eudaimonic happiness. Hedonic happiness is the fleeting pleasure we get from external things like food, sex, or material possessions. It's the dopamine rush of a new purchase or the excitement of a night out. Eudaimonic happiness, on the other hand, is a deeper, more lasting form of well-being that comes from living a life of virtue, meaning, and purpose. It's the satisfaction of pursuing our passions, contributing to our communities, and living in alignment with our values. Aristotle, the ancient Greek philosopher, believed that eudaimonia is the ultimate goal of human life. He said, "Happiness is the meaning and the purpose of life, the whole aim and end of human existence." Real-world illusions, the happiness trap. Think about it. How often do we chase after things we think will make us happy, only to find that the happiness is fleeting? We buy a new car, but the excitement wears off after a few weeks. We get a promotion at work, but the stress and pressure quickly outweigh the initial joy. This is the happiness trap. We get caught in a cycle of chasing after external validation, believing that the next achievement, the next purchase, or the next social media post will finally bring us lasting happiness. But it never does. Russ Harris, a modern-day therapist and author, describes this phenomenon in his book, The Happiness Trap. He says, "The more we chase after happiness, the more elusive it becomes." The Stoic antidote, finding authentic joy. So, how do we break free from the illusion of happiness and find true, lasting joy? The Stoics offer a powerful antidote. Focus on what you can control, cultivate virtue, and find meaning in your life. This doesn't mean giving up on external goals or pleasures. It means not making them the sole source of your happiness. It means finding joy in the present moment, appreciating the simple things, and cultivating a sense of gratitude for what you have. Building your happiness. Toolkit: Stoic practices for authentic joy. Here are a few Stoic-inspired practices that can help you cultivate authentic joy. 1. Negative visualization. Imagine losing the things you value most. This can help you appreciate them more and realize that your happiness doesn't depend on them. 2. Memento mori. Remember that life is finite. This can help you prioritize what truly matters and live each day to the fullest. 3. Cultivate virtue. Practice virtues like wisdom, courage, justice, and temperance. These virtues will not only make you a better person, but also bring a sense of inner peace and fulfillment. 4. Find your purpose. What are you passionate about? What unique gifts can you offer the world? Pursue activities that give your life meaning and purpose. 5. Practice gratitude. Take time each day to appreciate the good things in your life. This can help shift your focus from lack to abundance. 6. Connect with others. Build strong relationships with loved ones, friends, and community members. Social connection is essential for well-being. Remember, happiness is not a destination, it's a journey. It's about cultivating a mindset of gratitude, acceptance, and appreciation for the present moment. By embracing these stoic principles, you can unmask the illusion of happiness and discover the true joy that resides within you. Lesson 12. Playing with fire, the dangers of manipulating spiritual forces, a stoic perspective on ethical manifestation. All right, my fellow cosmic adventurers, let's delve into a topic that's both fascinating and cautionary, the potential dangers of manipulating spiritual forces. This isn't about spooky ghost stories or fear-mongering. It's about understanding the ethical implications of our intentions and actions when we engage with the unseen forces of the universe. The Stoic connection, aligning with natural law. The Stoics, those wise folks from ancient times, believed in a natural law that governs the universe. This law is not a set of rules handed down by a deity. It's the inherent order and rationality of the cosmos. They believed that by aligning our actions with this natural law, we can live in harmony with the universe and achieve eudaimonia, or flourishing. However, the Stoics also warned against hubris, the excessive pride or arrogance that can lead us to believe we can control or manipulate the natural order for our own selfish desires. They understood that the universe is far more complex and interconnected than we can comprehend, and that our attempts to manipulate it can have unintended consequences. Real-world manipulation, from social engineering to dark magic. In our modern world, we see examples of manipulation all around us. From social media algorithms designed to influence our behavior to political propaganda that seeks to control our thoughts, the desire to manipulate others for personal gain is a pervasive force. But what about manipulating spiritual forces? This can range from seemingly harmless practices like using affirmations or visualization techniques to manifest specific outcomes, to more questionable practices like casting spells or engaging in rituals with the intention of controlling others. Carl Jung, the Swiss psychiatrist and founder of analytical psychology, warned us about the dangers of the shadow self, the unconscious aspects of our personality that can manifest as destructive impulses. He said, "The brighter the light, the darker the shadow." This means that the more we try to control and manipulate, the more we risk unleashing our own dark side. The ethical implications, responsibility, and respect. The Stoics believe that we have a moral responsibility to act in accordance with nature and to respect the natural order of things. This means using our powers of manifestation for good, not for selfish or harmful purposes. It also means recognizing that we are not separate from the universe, but rather an integral part of it. Our actions have consequences, not just for ourselves, but for the entire web of life. The Dalai Lama, a modern-day spiritual leader and advocate for compassion, said, "If you want others to be happy, practice compassion. If you want to be happy, practice compassion." This means that our intentions and actions towards others ultimately affect our own well-being. Navigating the spiritual landscape, tips for ethical manifestation. So, how do we navigate the complex landscape of spiritual forces and manifest our desires in an ethical way? Here are a few tips. 1. Check your intentions. Before engaging in any manifestation practice, examine your motives. Are you acting from a place of love, compassion, and service to others? Or are you motivated by greed, envy, or a desire for control? 2. Respect the free will of others. Don't try to manipulate or control others through spiritual means. Respect their autonomy and allow them to make their own choices. 3. Focus on the greater good. Use your powers of manifestation to create positive change in the world, not just for yourself, but for the benefit of all beings. 4. Practice gratitude and humility. Be grateful for the blessings you have received and remember that you are not the sole architect of your destiny. The universe is a co-creator in your life. 5. Seek guidance from wise teachers. If you're unsure about the ethical implications of a particular practice, seek guidance from trusted spiritual teachers or mentors. Remember, the spiritual realm is not a playground for our egoic desires. It's a sacred space that requires reverence, respect, and a deep understanding of the interconnectedness of all things. By approaching manifestation with humility, integrity, and a focus on the greater good, we can harness the power of the universe for positive transformation. Lesson 13. Transforming your life by shifting your consciousness. A Stoic perspective on personal power. All right, my fellow consciousness explorers, get ready to embark on a journey of profound transformation. This lesson isn't about altering your brainwaves or achieving enlightenment overnight. It's about understanding the power of your consciousness to shape your reality and create lasting change in your life. The Stoic connection, the power of perception. The Stoics, those wise folks from ancient times, understood that our perception of reality is not a passive reflection of the external world, but an active creation of our minds. Marcus Aurelius, the Stoic emperor philosopher, famously said, "The universe is change. Our life is what our thoughts make it." This means that by changing our thoughts, we can change our lives. This concept isn't just ancient philosophy, it's backed by modern science. Neuroplasticity, the brain's ability to reorganize itself by forming new neural connections, shows that our thoughts and experiences can literally rewire our brains. This means we have the power to create new neural pathways that support a more positive, empowered, and fulfilling life. Real-world transformation, from victimhood to empowerment. Think of your consciousness as a lens through which you view the world. If your lens is clouded by negativity, fear, and limiting beliefs, you'll see a world full of obstacles and challenges. But if your lens is clear, focused, and empowered, you'll see a world full of opportunities and possibilities. This shift in consciousness can transform every aspect of your life. It can empower you to overcome challenges, achieve your goals, and cultivate deeper relationships. It can even help you heal from past traumas and create a more joyful and fulfilling present. Dr. Joe Dispenza, a neuroscientist and author, teaches that we can change our reality by changing our thoughts and emotions. He says, "Your thoughts and feelings create your state of being, which generates an electromagnetic field that influences every atom in your body." The quantum connection, consciousness and the field of possibilities. This concept of consciousness isn't just philosophical, it's also supported by quantum physics. The observer effect suggests that the act of observation can influence the outcome of an event. This implies that our consciousness is not just a passive observer of reality, but an active participant in its creation. Deepak Chopra, a modern-day physician and author, speaks of the field of infinite possibilities that exists beyond the physical world. He believes that our consciousness can interact with this field, influencing the events and circumstances of our lives. Shifting your consciousness. Tips for personal transformation. So, how do you shift your consciousness and create lasting change in your life? Here are a few tips. 1. Become aware of your thoughts. Pay attention to your inner dialogue. What kind of thoughts are you habitually thinking? Are they empowering or limiting? 2. Challenge negative thoughts. Don't believe everything you think. Question your assumptions and look for evidence to the contrary. 3. Cultivate positive affirmations. Replace negative self-talk with positive affirmations that reinforce your desired reality. 4. Practice gratitude. Focus on the good things in your life. This helps shift your focus from lack to abundance. 5. Meditate and visualize. Spend time in quiet contemplation, visualizing your desired outcomes. This helps to rewire your brain and align your energy with your goals. 6. Take inspired action. Don't just sit around and wait for things to happen. Take action towards your goals, but do so from a place of alignment and trust. 7. Surround yourself with positivity. Spend time with people who uplift and inspire you. Read books, listen to podcasts, and watch videos that promote positive thinking and personal growth. Remember, transforming your life by shifting your consciousness is not a quick fix. It's an ongoing journey of self-discovery and growth. Be patient with yourself. Celebrate your successes and learn from your setbacks. By embracing this stoic approach to personal power, you can tap into the infinite potential within you and create a life that is truly extraordinary. So, go forth and shift your consciousness, my friends. The world is waiting to be transformed by your awakened mind. In these lessons, we've explored the profound teachings that remind us of the immense potential that resides within each of us. We've delved into the intricate connection between our thoughts, actions, and the world we create, recognizing the power we hold to shape our destinies. We've learned that true wealth lies not in material possessions, but in the cultivation of wisdom, character, and a deep connection with the universal forces that govern all life. As you embark on your own journey of self-discovery and empowerment, remember that you are not alone. The universe is a vast and interconnected web of energy, and you are an integral part of it. By aligning yourself with the natural laws of life, embracing challenges as opportunities for growth, and cultivating a mindset of abundance, you can unlock your hidden potential and manifest a life of purpose, joy, and fulfillment. May these teachings illuminate your path and empower you to become the best version of yourself. Remember, the journey of self-improvement is a lifelong adventure, filled with twists and turns, triumphs and setbacks. Embrace it with an open heart, a curious mind, and an unwavering spirit. The universe is waiting to witness your transformation.